The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello and happy Monday! Is that an oxymoron? Happy Monday? No, not for me. Especially after finally sort of catching up on the sleep and recharging a little. I finally got a full night's sleep last night for the first time, and I don't know, like a normal night's sleep last night, and I feel like it. So it is a happy Monday for me. I hope it is for you, too. How about for you, Todd? Is it a happy Monday for you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good. I'll tell you my crazy sleep story here in a second, but this is the program we call What's on Your Mind. It is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we thank you, the fine listeners of this program, whether you're tuned in on the Mothership, 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, 910 KCJB in Minot, booming, and of course AM 1100 The Flag for folks in the western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. And you've also got AM 1090 KTGO, the Flag West, booming to the Bakken, along with KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. Here's how you join the program. You just simply dial us up, 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. We have a prize for you if you tell us we're in your speed dial. If we're in your favorites, oh, that honors us like you can't believe. Then it's easy. Right there, one-click call to us. And when you call, you have a choice. Press 1 to just do a drive-by. We call it a drive-by. Just get off whatever it is you need to get off your chest, have your say, and then move on. Leave your comment, suggestion, anything. Just tell us what's on your mind. You just press 1, and it's a message that will get emailed to us momentarily. Number 2, in the form of a voicemail, right? Number 2 is to chat with us live on the air. So that means you want to ask a question of our guest, or you have a comment, you'd like a little interaction with us. So that's how that works. You can always email us to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So one more time, 800-228-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And when you call, choices are 1, to leave a message, and we'll get it right away, and your comment will be used, or 2, to chat with us live on the air. That is how you answer what's on your mind. One quick programming note. We have a very special guest that will join us on this program on Wednesday in the middle of a very challenging situation. The House Intelligence Committee chairman is a fellow by the name of Mike Rogers. He knows a lot of things that we don't know about the threats we face. Congressman Kevin Cramer approached him and asked if he would come on the program to talk about a lot of the questions that you have asked of us. So he and Congressman Cramer will be here Wednesday to talk about this threat from ISIS and everything we face there. I don't know if anybody watched the interview last night with President Obama, but he was a little feisty, a little cockier than I would like in the middle of what seemed to me to be a lot of ball drops here. And he also, as usual, threw the intelligence community under the bus. It's all their fault. It's always somebody else's fault with this guy. So Mike Rogers leads the intelligence community, so we'll give him a chance to respond to that in great detail. He did, however, admit that we underestimated ISIS, but that doesn't mean him. You and I did, and the intelligence community did. And by the way, already today, a military intelligence official has said, look, the Obama administration and this president have known about the threat from ISIS for over a year. All right? Over a year. It only became, and again, go back and look what this president said. He said they were the JV. He said we would manage them. Then he said we'll destroy them. Right? So, I mean, he's been all over the map on this, and now he's engaged. I believe the only reason he's engaged now to the degree he is because politically, us, you know, we're saying you need to get in the game. Anyway, just wanted to tell you that that'll happen Wednesday on the program. Wednesday is Thursday's program. We're going to be coming to you live from the North Dakota Lignite Energy Council. Lignite Energy Council's gathering in Bismarck. Their annual meeting is happening. Senators Heitkamp and Hoven, Congressman Cramer, will be addressing that group. What we'll be doing, actually, is recording those conversations between the members of the Lignite Energy Council and the congressional delegation, and using that for a future Energy Matters on KFIRE, probably next Tuesday, the 9th. It'll be a week from Tuesday, week from tomorrow, that we'll use that. So it'll be a good opportunity. Not my questions, but rather questions from Lignite Energy Council members of the congressional delegation on something very important. So that's Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, we're up at Hussfest this week, so now you know our week. Anyway, in studio today and ready to take your calls, questions, and comments. So the reason I feel renewed and re-energized today, Todd. So kind of a long week last week, right, with the Dickinson, North Dakota Petroleum Council meetings, then up to Newtown. And, you know, it was just a lot of long days, not a lot of sleep, which happens during the week. I'm not complaining. But generally try to get back into a routine on the weekend, right? So my wife sends me a text on Friday, and she says, when you get home, make sure you take a look at the Bose radio in the kitchen, because for some reason, I've never heard a louder sound than I heard out of that thing at 5:30 in the morning this morning. So that would have been Thursday night, Friday morning, right? Woke the whole house up, right? So remember those words. Remember to take a look at the, right? So then that night, we're all going to bed, so it's be Friday night. She said, did you look at that yet? I said, you know, I didn't. I'm going to go do it right now. Do you think I did?
No.
I actually did look at it, but unfortunately it was to shut it off at 5:30 on Saturday morning. When I swear, that, you know, three zip codes away they could have heard the thing. Now, I don't know if it's some kind of bad joke or what, but we've never used the alarm on the Bose radio. Not to mention, if anybody has a Bose radio, they can maybe answer this question. It's one of these we heard Paul Harvey talking about. It's an antique. I mean, this thing's like, you know, forget how many years we've had it. And it's in the kitchen. It's a kitchen radio. But I swear people in the next county had to hear it was so loud. The walls were shaking. You know, when you wake up and you're like, okay, are there aliens descending on us? And this is the sound of a spaceship. What possibly could, you know, when you're trying to get your bearings. So, anyway, that didn't work out too good. And then yesterday morning, my wife and daughter were joining, our son had a buddy walk down in the Twin Cities. I love those buddy walks. Really neat, cause for the Down syndrome. I forget if it's society or organization or whatever it is, but buddy walks are a lot of fun. And so anyway, they were leaving like at 6 in the morning, so the alarm started going off at 5:30. And so I had a 5:30 wake-up call on Saturday and a 5:30 wake-up call on Sunday. So I was a little short in the sleep department there a little bit. So anyway, I took care of all that last night, and I'm fine. Not that I'm sure you're too concerned about it, as evidenced by your silence, right? would you like me to move on and get to the show? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, right? I'm sure.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sure Chris would tell you that, too. But
no, he's already been saying it in my ear.
We feel your pain about having to get up at 5:30 on Saturday morning for no reason at all. But
yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
That was over 2 days ago. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. All right, exactly. Put my big boy panties on and get back to it. Anyway,
exactly.
This all started because I said it was a happy Monday, and it is. I sleep. It's a happy Monday. Okay, here's my big question today. Is Minnesota a lost cause? Is Minnesota a lost cause? Product of this conversation comes from a conversation I had with a business owner in Newtown who shall remain nameless, but an avid listener to this program and Rush Limbaugh and other things in the way of conservative talk radio. And he said, you know, I believe, you know, I don't worry so much about Minnesota because that just is what it is. I worry about eastern North Dakota. I think the valley has become Minnesota. I think it's been infected and poisoned by Minnesota politics. And I thought that was an interesting topic. I thought, well, for one, politically speaking, there could be an argument for what he's saying. And, you know, Grand Forks has always been sort of for lack of a better term, a swing county. And a lot of people saw that as a product of the university town and everything else. Well, Fargo's kind of become that, right? It sent us one district in Fargo sent George Sinner to the legislature, a very liberal member of the legislature. And, by the way, he beat by a hair, but he did beat Jim Rohr, a rock solid, you know, developer who was a Fargo business owner and building affordable housing out in Dickinson and Williston and in other places throughout the Bakken and commercial developments. I mean, a business guy, right? And then George Sinner, very liberal, you know, so that was a Fargo decision. So I started thinking a little bit about that on the drive home, and I thought, I wonder if other folks feel that way. And then don't forget, last week was that famous letter that came from Mark Dayton, the governor of Minnesota, to our governor in North Dakota, Jack Delrymple, and basically said, don't send your oil through our state. You got the Sandpiper pipeline right now. Again, they would take North Dakota crude by pipeline through Minnesota. So get a load of this. Now, Minnesota doesn't want our oil by crude, or rather doesn't want our crude oil by rail, and now they're saying they don't want our crude oil by pipeline. Well, maybe you ought to just turn Minnesota into a Buffalo Commons. Don't ever fly a plane. Don't ever drive a car from one point to the other. And by the way, they don't like our coal either. Remember, they had a moratorium on coal from the North Dakota plants that Wayne Stengem had to sue them over? What is in the water over there? Now, I grew up in Minnesota, but I don't recognize Minnesota anymore. And my question to you is it infecting us politically? Question for you on that. We're going to meet a Minnesota candidate who's actually a North Dakota businessman on the program today and talk a little bit about this. Also, Seth Jordan, an expert at Shields, talking to pheasants and ducks. Oh, baby, bring it on. All coming up on What's On Your Mind. Give us a call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you fight, you did a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Scott Hennon here. I'll let you know a little secret. The team at S&S Motors are the place to buy a truck. They're in Watford City, and they will find you anything you want. Your Ford fan, they've got them. Dodge fan, they've got them. GMC, Chevy, whatever you're looking for, they've got them at S&S Motors. I bought a Ford F-150, 2009, low miles, thing running straight. The selection's incredible. Best deals on used trucks anywhere. S&S Motors, Watford City. And if you want a new one, they'll find it for you and bring it right to Watford City. Stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City, or call 444-2341.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. What happened to summer, by the way? I know it was, you know, sort of a freebie anyway. Can I call it Indian summer, or does that get you in trouble? Anyway, whatever it was nice. It was unseasonably nice last week, but I want it back. I'm missing it. this cold, dreary, I know what to expect. But boy, was that was something. Anyway, your calls, the questions and comments, welcome off air on the program when we're on break or anytime. And here's somebody that called during the break.
I think we should just fish to Congress to send anything east of Castleton to Minnesota and let North Dakota take over part of western or eastern Montana. I think we'd make a great state then.
All right, that caller wants to redraw the lines. He's saying leave it up to Congress. Well, for folks that live in Fargo, they think western North Dakota is Castleton anyway, so they wouldn't notice any difference. I think that'd be okay. I don't know how Montanans would take to joining the party, but might be a heavy lift. But interesting take. Thank you, Mike in Perham, Minnesota, listening on AM 1100. What's on your mind?
Oh, I tell you, Mark Dayton, he's ruined the state of Minnesota. I mean, like, he's no better than Al Franken. I mean, I think if Dayton could, he'd run to the White House and kiss Obama's ring. But he has just made Minnesota look like the bad guy. And he's just like Obama. Obama's against coal. Obama is against the pipeline. So is Mark Dayton. The best thing that could ever happen to the state of Minnesota is to kick Mark Dayton out of office and put somebody in there who will be looking out for the best interests of Minnesota and be cooperating with the state of North Dakota. Because this could be a win-win situation for everybody, not only for North Dakota, but for Minnesota. But Dayton doesn't see it that way. He's a typical progressive liberal. Thanks for hearing me out, Scott. Now I can go back to chopping my wood.
Oh, I wish I was chopping wood today, Mike. That sounds like fun, and you're in a beautiful place, beautiful part of Minnesota in Perham. I wanted to say two things. One, I'd love to know how many Minnesota businesses are benefiting from the economic boom in North Dakota right now. It's a lot. So I like your idea of, hey, if you could turn this around, what a win-win it could be. And by the way, Mark Dayton's up for election against Jeff Johnson. Jeff Johnson would be a vast improvement. I was a Kurt Zeller's guy because I like Kurt. He's a North Dakotan who was running for governor. But nonetheless, whoever ends up, Mike McFadden is running against Al Franken. And by the way, Al Franken's going to be at MSUM today or Concordia or where is he? I'll find out and tell you. I was invited and I'd plan to go over there. But, Al Franken's up against McFadden and Mark Dayton's up against Jeff Johnson. But all the polls suggest that the Democrats are way, way, way ahead here. So this is really, and I was going to tell you, Mike, I don't know that I'd put it all on Mark Dayton. I'm no Mark Dayton fan, but this started long before that. I mean, look at Big Stone 2. Do you remember the Big Stone 2 power plant project that Ottertail Power was partnering up with down at Big Stone, South Dakota? Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I do. That really slipped my mind. I had totally forgotten about that, and it really ticked me off at the time. So what do you want to do? You want to go back to kerosene lamps? I mean, come on. It would have been a great thing for everybody.
Yeah, and for folks that are not familiar with that, that was a plant that was located in South Dakota, but that was replacing a current plant down there. Would have been more efficient, would have been cleaner air, a bunch of things, right? It was not even in Minnesota. Minnesota and North Dakota only had to sign off because of an air quality permit. But again, the plant was replacing a less efficient plant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been cleaner air. It would have been more efficient electricity. It would have met the electricity needs of Minnesota, which are growing, and Minnesota killed it. Extremist environmentalists in Minnesota killed it, and that was under Governor Tim Pawlenty. That was not. So what I'm saying is this infection started long before Mark Dayton.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder when Minnesotans are going to wake up, because it's a definite problem, no question about it.
I tell you, if something doesn't happen, the people of Minnesota are going to be standing there over an open hole with two handfuls of air, economically speaking, that if we keep this up, we're going to get hurt economically. And people in Minneapolis, they don't see anything like this because I'm in the big city. I've got mass transit. Everything is fine with me. I've got my job. But how about the rest of the state? How about our farmers? How about our dairymen? How about the people who live in these small towns? What happens to them?
Exactly right, Mike. Well said. Go get back to chopping that wood. It's clearing your head good. You made some great comments today, so call again.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Scott. You have a good day out there, and good luck with Al Franken. You're going to need it.
It's on my calendar, but unfortunately a lunch came up that I can't miss with a client. Clients come first around here, so they're going to win out over Al Franken today. Phil in Bismarck on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I think you absolutely hit the nail on the head of looking out for an infection politically from out of state. It's obvious in the money that's pouring in on five from out of state. I moved to North Dakota from the East Coast specifically to get away from the insanity of liberalism. I've seen it happen in New England. It used to have Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, rock ribbed Republican states. And what happened there is after this, I'm trying to be polite here, fools who made New York and Boston unlivable, they thought, let's go to Vermont and New Hampshire and we can all read Robert Frost and wear flannel shirts and this, that, and the other thing, but they brought their bad ideas with them. And now those three states are in the toilet. The governor of Vermont said their biggest problem they had last year was heroin. Well, you know, why is that? Colorado, same problem. All the Californians, we're going to have Rocky Mountain High. We're going to ski. We're going to do this. We're going to do that, and the other thing. And look what happened there with the gun legislation. And in North Dakota, I really love it here. I love it. Absolutely love it here. I love the people. I love the values. And I'm going to tell you right now, you better be willing not to turn the other cheek on this, because these are not nice people. They don't like you. They don't respect you. And they'll walk all over if they're given half a chance.
Appreciate the call, Phil. Thanks a bunch. Keep them coming. By the way, I did find that note. Thanks, Chris. Al Franken, Minnesota House Representative Ben Lean, and Moorhead Mayor Delray Williams are going to be at Concordia College at noon today. And you know, they're going to, what are they doing? They're giving you a chance to register to vote, to pledge to vote. Interesting. And get assistance with vote by mail applications. Yeah, so they're doing what they do in Minnesota Democratic politics, which is sometimes real close to the edge. We'll talk with our candidate about some of the things he faces about that. Brian Grammer, who's running against Ben Lean in a race everybody in Minnesota ought to pay attention to, but has roots in North Dakota as a business guy, but is a homeowner, longtime resident of Moorhead. Going to get his take on this debate as well coming up. Bob and Grafton, about 40 seconds for you. Take it away, Bob.
Oh, seconds again. Okay, well, look, you know, it's a shame what's going on in Minnesota, and I feel for the people. I know a lot of good people that live in Minnesota, but since I can't vote in Minnesota, then I choose to try to make an effective change with my wallet. I refuse to shop or spend any of my money in Minnesota. And, you know, I hope that people in North Dakota would wake up and don't listen to any influence coming from Minnesota. I mean, look at their record. You know, Scripture says very, very specifically, do not sit in the council of the unrighteous. And then,
all right, hang on, Bob. We'll get a chance to finish on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small-town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Top of the hour, coming up on the program we call What's On Your Mind, is Seth Jordan, a Shields expert, going to talk about waterfowl. Yes. And we're going to talk, of course, the pheasant opener is closing in on us. Lots going on. So we got a lot of things to talk about today with Seth Jordan, expert from Shields. We're also offering an interview with law enforcement regarding a very tragic situation, now a homicide of an NDSU student, freshman from Sartell, Minnesota, and that was ruled a homicide late last week. We want to know more about that, so we're digging into getting you some more information on that as well. It's kind of an odd situation because they're basically saying we don't have any suspects. We don't have anybody that we've targeted yet. They're not really looking for anybody, but they're ruling it as homicide. So there's one of those deals where you're just saying they know more than they're saying, clearly. Which is okay, but we'll try and get you some information on that as well. And, of course, always appreciate finding out what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil Can. 60,000 jobs in that industry, direct. Imagine all the indirect jobs. Plus $30 billion in economic impact. And, of course, look at the headlines. Certainly, national security is a big part of energy independence and what's happening there as well. Find out more about it at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, Bob and Grafton, go ahead and finish your point there. We're up against the break and need to get a chance to finish what you had to say, and then we'll introduce our guest here. Go ahead.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. I just want to just reemphasize that folks in North Dakota, particularly Fargo, listen, come on. Let's have some logic and some common sense. Look at the state of Minnesota. Look at their policies. Look at the people that are currently in charge. Look what they have done to their state. It's in disarray. They're in the wilderness, metaphorically speaking. They're broke. But look at their policies. Homosexual marriage, abortion, on and on and on it goes. Liberal policies coming out their ears. We don't need any of their advice over here. We don't need any of their input over here. Okay? It's not an accident that North Dakota is as blessed as we are. It's because we're fighting the good fight over here. You know?
I hear you, Bob, and I appreciate the call very much, and I've said that before. I don't think anything in the way of prosperity that is clearly, by any fair analysis, off the charts in North Dakota is by accident. I don't think it's happenstance. I don't think it's luck. I agree exactly with what you're saying. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. The question of the day is, Minnesota a lost cause? Is the politics of Minnesota infiltrating North Dakota. I use the example of North Dakota, Fargo specifically, sending a very liberal senator to the state house in a very close race last election in George Center. All right? A Fargo district sending a very liberal senator, and won by a sliver, but won over a rock-solid business guy in Jim Roars. Is Eastern North Dakota becoming more liberal because of Minnesota? You answer those questions for us. A lot of you weighing in on Facebook. And we also wanted to ask that question of a candidate who has a frame of reference as a business person in North Dakota, but a longtime Moorhead, Minnesota resident, Brian Grammer, who's running for a House 4A seat in the Minnesota legislature come November. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm doing great because the Vikings won yesterday, which is big.
I know, especially with all the drama that the Vikings have had, but that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. It was great to see Teddy Bridgewater and see the Vikings get a win.
Also, when you don't expect the Vikings to win and they win, that's kind of cool, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Except, you know, we're starting to expect them not to win very often, so every week they win is cool.
Yes, exactly. And they've got a couple of good wins
yeah,
so far.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. So let's hope that keeps rolling. So that's probably what is on the minds of most Minnesotans today.
Well, and the Gophers beat Michigan, and they got the little brown jug for the first time since 2005. So we got those, you know, we got that going for us. We're proud today.
You're a proud bunch. See, you just say the term Gopher, and I get a little twitch in me. Yeah. As a Minnesotan, I still can't get over that whole Gopher-North Dakota rivalry, I'll tell you. But and plus, they're probably single-handedly responsible for screwing up the WCHA and having these different leagues now because they were too yellow to play us anymore. They wanted to go off and take their hockey puck and go to the Big Ten, you know.
No comment.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You need votes in Minnesota. You got Gopher fans over there. You got Sioux fans over there. So, Brian, answer the big questions first here. What's going on in Minnesota as a Minnesotan, as a Moorhead guy, as a business guy? Do you see this? Do you weep for your state? What's going on?
Well, what's interesting is if you look at the, you know, the people representing us right now, we don't have any balance. So we've got, you know, if you look at state and federal legislators that represent Moorhead, you know, you go from the president down to the state rep, right? The president of the United States down to the state rep. You've got Obama as president. You've got the two senators, Franken and Klobuchar, both Democrats. You've got the state senator, Kent Eakin.
You forgot Colin Peterson, too,
a Democrat. Colin Peterson is our U.S. congressperson.
In the legislature.
And then we have the state rep, Ben Lean. So seven positions represent us, and all seven are Democrats. Zero Republicans, zero independents. And what happens is you get groupthink. You stop listening to the people, and you start listening more to your party. And if you go out and listen to the people of Moorhead and the people of Oakport Township, and the people of Clay County, they want changes. And we can't, in business oftentimes, when we're looking for feedback from our customers, it's hard to get critical feedback, but that's the most important feedback. The feedback, we want to hear every customer. We want to solve every problem. We want to treat every customer as if they're important. It seems like the critical feedback, there's a silent majority that just don't dare speak, or if they do speak, they get villainized as not being, you know, part of the Minnesota way. And the Minnesota way is definitely taking care of each other, definitely. We care about, you know, the neediest of people. We do have a certain way that I'm proud of. And what I want to do is, you know, make sure that we balance that with, you know, economic situations that you know, don't create a situation where we can't keep up. I mean, right now we don't have... I mean, you don't have. I often tell Governor Dayton or, you know, the senators, come take a drive with me through Moorhead. Take a drive.
Al Franken's going to be in at Concordia today at noon. You know, twisting arms for registering to vote, pledging to vote. I love these terms. Register to vote, pledge to vote, get assistance with vote by mail applications. This is a guy who could, you know, had to go to court to get his Senate seat because of how close that race was. And I would argue stole the race from Al Franken.
Yeah, this is
from Norm Coleman, rather.
Yeah, this is a method they used last election where they sit on campus and they act as if they're nonpartisan, but it's completely partisan, and they register college kids to vote. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, the college kids are voting when they would typically maybe vote in another district where they're from. Because they're more attuned with the politics of where they came from. but they're getting them to vote here, or they're you know, thinking that they're voting for a certain issue or something being explained to them at the time, and then they make a decision based off that one issue or some information that was given to them when they registered. So
you said you'd take him for a drive. Where would you take Al Franken? If, you know, I'd go over there if I were you today, right there at noon today. They had to meet the other candidate, too, because I see your opponent, Ben Lean, will be there, who I think has an apartment somewhere nearby there or something.
Yeah.
You know.
I would drive. I would take him down downtown Moorhead. I would take him out on First Avenue North. I would take him to some of the residential neighborhoods that have turned from single-family homeowners into rental areas that that are in decay now.
What's happening? What's the picture? What why is that happening?
It's happening because we have people that are creating border city legislation and economic development programs that just don't quite align with, you know, what's important to businesses or to residents. And, you know, an example would be, you know, every economic development program that I've heard of is centered around property tax relief. Well, property tax relief is great for the land developer and the owner, and I think it's important to have that. But it's only one piece to the puzzle. If you look at some of the things North Dakota did well before the oil boom, they created a renaissance zone in different areas of the state, like downtown Fargo as an example of one. And they created property tax relief for developers and owners. But those developers and owners of that property wouldn't develop it if there wasn't a demand for businesses to be there. So they also created programs that address things like use and sales tax for businesses, capital needs of startups and small businesses. So how did they get access to, you know, money like loans or equity? And so they created an entire package for the businesses, because a lot of businesses don't want to own property for two reasons. One is because they might outgrow it if they have, you know, high growth plans and want to be bound to one property. And the other one is for liability reasons. So, again, you have to create programs for the businesses, the demand for them to want to be where those properties are. So the property owners will build them, the businesses will come. It's got to be a joint effort.
That makes sense. What do you think they'd say? What would Al Franken say? What would Mark Dayton say if you made that case?
Well, you know, it's funny because Mark Dayton's a big business guy, okay?
In a really kind of odd way, though. Nothing that he built, right?
Nothing that he built.
He's a trust fund baby, let's be honest.
Yeah, his perspective, though, is from a big business perspective.
Big money perspective,
big
for sure.
Big money, right?
Yeah.
And Al Franken is a comedian. So if you look at the experience and from the people representing us, it's not diverse enough. There isn't people in the room that have started businesses from scratch, grown them to 60 employees. I'm not a big business guy. I'm a small business owner. I'm a startup. I'm an entrepreneur. I've had to build businesses from scratch, which is probably the most difficult thing to do from a business perspective, because you're short on capital. You're competing against larger businesses, you're competing for employees, et cetera.
Your point is they just have no frame of reference to be able to know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think they're bad people. I just think that they all have their own perspective, and it's not balanced right now. Their perspective is not in line with how to create this demand.
What did you make of the letter that Mark Dayton sent to Governor Jack Dalrymple about basically saying keep your crude oil out of our state on rail?
Well, I mean, you could take a few viewpoints. And I mean, I like the fact that we have representatives sticking up for our state. And we do need to make sure that, you know, the safety of our people is very, very important.
Of course.
So, but on the other end, it seems like it's a way to, you know, we're not as competitive, and it almost seemed a little jealous of the things going on there. Now, what's interesting is we have tons of natural resources in Minnesota. Okay, tons. We're, you know,
most of them off limits because of extremist environmentalists, right?
Well, and you know, I think environmental protection is important, but we have to look at those regulations and say, are we over-regulating? Are there areas we could get better? And because we have tons of natural resources, we have tons of things we could take advantage of.
Yeah, good point. They're also, by the way, blocking the routing of the Sandpiper pipeline, which would mean less crude by rail. So it's crazy. More with Brian Grammer when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Your call's welcome too.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Yankton Canvas. Servicing the Fargo and Jamestown areas. Call them in Jamestown at 701-252-6927.
It's that time of year, the season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Morehead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state. Your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good slogan for the Republican conservatives in Minnesota running. How about something to the effect of Al Franken, the comedian, and his policies have made a joke of Minnesota? There you go.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Yes, appreciate the call. And it's something you need to pay attention to. As I say, this can sound a little like North Dakota piling on Minnesota. But again, I use the example of the legislative race with George Sinner, a liberal Democrat coming from a Fargo district to serve the Senate and now a candidate for the U.S. House. That's what happens when you don't pay attention to these things. And that was by a few votes, a very close race, against a conservative business guy. So you need to pay attention. Brian Grammer's with us. Brian is started a lot of businesses in North Dakota and is a longtime Moorhead resident, property owner in Moorhead, unlike his opponent, who is lives in an apartment. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I think the perspective of a business owner and a property owner belongs in the state legislature representing Minnesota. Why are there not any Republicans representing Moorhead in the state legislature, Brian?
You know, I don't know the exact answer. I know that there's a group of people, a silent majority, that's very upset about it. I think part of it is that there's been some division in the Republican Party in Minnesota, and that happened over the course of the last 5 years, where they kind of fractioned off into different groups, and so they need to rebuild the organization. But you know, and part of it was just, you know, not having good candidates. I mean, that they put up there. But now we're getting good candidates. In the last election, we had some good candidates. We had Phil Hansen. We had Travis Remke. They're good candidates, and they lost. And so we have to look at it and say...
Phil Hansen, by the way, an NDSU, rock star, a NFL Hall of Famer, a smart business guy, and a resident of Minnesota. But there is a boss hog-like element to Minnesota politics that I think people need to understand. In your case, a longtime supporter of the Moorhead schools, a property owner that pays taxes that support the Moorhead schools, up against a candidate with very limited experience, no business experience at all, and basically someone the Democratic Party found and put up. The Minnesota Education Association and Moorhead teachers, if I have this correct, I have endorsed him, have sent out emails on the Moorhead school system email saying, vote for this guy, and didn't even give you a courtesy of an interview. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, they didn't talk to me. They say it's not their policy, that they don't have to do that, that they endorse. And again, they can endorse whoever they want. It's just most of the other organizations in the state will interview you and, ask. They'll give you a survey, and after the survey, they'll interview you. And then based on how you answer those questions, they'll pick their endorsement. I'm not saying I would have got their endorsement, but it would have been nice to have, had my 2 cents and had that information shared with the different teachers. I mean, I have a lot of respect for teachers. My wife's a special education coordinator in the West Fargo School District. And, we've given our life to education. I've got 3 kids in the public school system in Moorhead. We've experienced both private and the public school systems. We think that highly of both. And, we give our time, talent, and treasure to schools in many, many, many different ways. And I just think that it would, at minimum, a courtesy, would have been nice.
Just saying that's how they work. And then I can't believe it's legal to use the school system email. Obviously I have members in the Moorhead school system who are members of the Minnesota Education Association and take the email system of the local school district paid for by us as taxpayers and say, vote for this person.
Yeah,
that seems to me to be across the line big time.
Well, I think even more importantly is they even did a fundraiser for him and promoted a fundraiser, and now they're promoting door knocking and other activities. And the reason they say they can do it is because in their union contract, it says if they're doing union work, they can communicate through the school system. And so it's a debate whether or not doing a fundraiser for a candidate is union work. Or
question. And you almost sound like a whiner when you're bringing that stuff up. I think the answer is conservatives in Minnesota, if you like the direction Minnesota's going, which, again, crude by rail is a crazy argument. The governor of Minnesota is saying, hey, we don't want your crude oil trains here. Well, how do you lift planes in Minnesota? Delta Airlines bought a refinery, for crying out loud, and cut a deal to have North Dakota crude shipped by rail and by ship to their refinery so they could get planes up. Delta's a Minnesota company.
Yeah.
I mean, hello. And then, by the way, if you don't like crude by rail, well, then how about a pipeline? Oh, don't send those either. I mean, and how about coal? Do you know how much electricity in Minnesota is fueled by power plants, fueled by coal in North Dakota, and then they put moratoriums on coal? You know, and end up in court over it. It's crazy. So I'm just saying the other side really needs to wake up.
Well, you know, they always call I've heard this saying before that the Republicans are the party of no. And it seems like that instead of trying to figure out ways to utilize the resources we have in an environmentally safe way, but still that can provide value to our citizens and the rest of the world, we're trying to figure out how to stop others from doing things in Minnesota. So it's all about stopping people or stopping business or stopping And we have to start thinking creatively about how do we attract business, how do we encourage business, how do we encourage work with our neighbors. I mean, North Dakota is a great state. The people are great. I always say the Red River Valley is one place separated by a river. And unfortunately, that river then on each side has different policies that affect us.
Yeah, you're making a lot of sense. How do folks find out more about your candidacy?
They can go to www.brianwithanigrammer.com. Grammar's like Kramer, but with a G. G-R-A-M-E-R.com.
BrianGrammer.com.
Yep.
That's the website running for 4A against Ben Lean. Good luck to you. And by the way, Al Franken, Ben Lean, Moorhead Mayor Delray Williams, a Liberal Democrat, to all at Concordia today at noon. Go check it out, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Howdy, folks. Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. Here are the latest policy updates from the American Farm Bureau, the National Farmers Union, along with the market news reporting service, The Beef, and the nation's leading Ag EPA coalition, the Ag Nutrient Policy Council. Event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org. We'll see you in Bismarck.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.